Some of the qualities that directly come to mind when we think about what a narcissist looks for in their potential source of supply are empathy, compassion, kindness, honesty, drive for success, and so on. But there are some lesser known things a narcissist also looks for in a person to make them their primary source of supply. We're going to talk about these things in today's episode. Hi, I'm Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today's episode is all about becoming aware about three things a narcissist looks for when trying to hunt down a new source of supply. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe, because your subscription helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Number one, a big ongoing crisis. Time and again, I have come across people who had ended up in another narcissistic relationship after leaving one, or people who had ended up in a narcissistic relationship while a crisis was going on in their life, such as a loved one passing away, financial crisis, a divorce process going on, losing a job, and so on. One might wonder, how could a person end up with a creature once again if they know what it looks like and how it behaves? Well, it is the emotional vulnerability. During a crisis, what is that one thing we need the most? Emotional support. And that is what these predators fake to offer. And they come up in different shapes, shapes we are not able to recognize. It's not the person's fault, it's the predator's fault. Narcissistic people are adept at picking up on unmet emotional needs of people. They know what you need and they study you thoroughly inside out. Once they have gathered that data, they turn it into information to shapeshift into an individual that you exactly need in that moment, at that time in your life. For example, if you need a shoulder to cry on, they will offer that. If you need a listening ear, you have it from the narcissist. And if you need someone to take care of your children, to take care of your family because you're not functioning well, you're trying to gather yourself, you're trying to get yourself together, the narcissist will do all of that. And that might make you think, well, this is the answer to all my prayers, because this person is completely different than what I was with. They know exactly how to pick you up, only to drop you later. They know exactly how to offer you that emotional support, only to take it away later. The fault is not yours. Also, narcissistic individuals come in various forms, types, and shapes. For example, you may have been with an overt narcissist who was openly grandiose, arrogant, entitled, and now you have ended up with a vulnerable narcissist, a different type that is nowhere similar to the overt one, is very shy, open, sensitive, kind, seems to be the kind one, listening, attuned, pays attention, takes things seriously, takes pauses, holds space. And you think, wow, how can this individual be a narcissist? This is why it's highly recommended that you should not date right after leaving the narcissist, because the likelihood of ending up with another narcissist is quite high. You are emotionally dysregulated, you have not healed your wounds yet, and these predators know how to pretend to be that healing that you need. So you need to give yourself some space. Also, you have to take care of yourself while you are going through some kind of crisis in your life. This person will offer you fake support, temporarily support, but it won't be permanent. They'll give you more suffering than the support they offered in the beginning. So it's wise to be on your own, to take time to get proper professional support, then relying on a person you do not know or could be another type of a narcissist that you're not familiar with. Number two, a strong moral code and value system. A narcissist weaponizes your values against you. For example, if you're honest, they will weaponize it to make you do things out of your honesty that you should not be doing, but They will make you feel guilty if you don't. For example, they can manipulate you into thinking, well, you are the honest one if you think I'm unkind, I am dishonest. But you are the honest one. If you behave the way I do, what will be the difference between you and me? You're supposed to do the right thing. What do you think you should do in this moment? Do you think it's okay for you to walk away? Do you think it's okay for you to hide these things from me and not tell me the truth? Do you think it's okay for you to keep doing what you're doing, withdraw, withhold, and give me no emotional responses? Of course not. That will make you dishonest. Number three, you are willing to fight. This is for those fighters who never want to give up on the relationship, who always want to try. I am one of those. Because you don't get easily attached with someone. You don't let someone in that easily. But once you do, you are going to hold on to them like you're holding on to your dear life, because you love them. This is what the narcissist takes advantage of. If they know you have a fighter's spirit, they know you won't give up on the relationship that easily. You will fight for them. You will try to make it work, and that means you will demoralize yourself. You will tear yourself apart. You will scrutinize yourself. You will hold yourself to high standards. You'll point all the fingers at yourself. You will question yourself constantly. You will question your morality, you will question your character, and you will try everything to make them stay, to keep them in your life because you value them. This is a quality to be cherished, not weaponized. If you have a partner like that who is willing to fight for it, fight for the relationship, fight for you, you're lucky. But the narcissist is the most unluckiest person on this earth. They get you, you fight for them, and you keep fighting only to lose. That's why I say they are their own biggest enemies. They weaponize the best qualities human beings have to offer only to use them for their worst nature, demonic and evil nature. That's why I say they are doomed. So I'm really curious to know, which one of these qualities do you have? And if you have them, have they been weaponized against you by a narcissistic individual? Drop your experiences in the comments below. In conclusion, a narcissist will look for all the good things that you have to offer. If you have a fighter spirit, if there is an ongoing crisis in your life and you need support, or if you believe in forgiveness, if you are a man or a woman of values and principles, if you have a strong moral code, if you have empathy, if you have kindness, if you are successful and influential, all the things will be weaponized against you. And all of this is contrary to the most popular belief. Some people say, well, they look for weaknesses in you. Of course not. They're disgusted by those weaknesses. A narcissist told me once this. They look for what is best in people, pick and choose, take advantage, and then throw them away like a piece of furniture, which is really unfortunate. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.